Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 10. This is actually text 119, a wonderful verse written by Supdamana Goswami. He recites it to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's a very nice, wonderful purport by Srila Prabhupada. Here's the verse. O Ocean of Mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let there be an awakening of your auspicious mercy, which easily drives away all kinds of material limitation by making everything pure and blissful. Indeed, your mercy awakens transcendental bliss and covers all material pleasures. By your auspicious mercy, quarrels and disagreements arising among different scriptures are vanquished. Your auspicious mercy pours forth transcendental mellows and thus causes the heart to jubilate. Your mercy, which is full of joy, always stimulates devotional service and glorifies conjugal love of God. May transcendental bliss be awakened within my heart by your causeless mercy. And here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. This important verse from Sri Chaitanya Chandradaya Natak 8.10 specifically describes the Lord's causeless mercy. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the most magnanimous personality of Godhead, distributes his causeless mercy in three ways to the conditioned souls. Every living entity is morose in the material world because he is always in want. He undergoes a great struggle for existence and tries to minimize his material condition by squeezing the utmost pleasure out of this world. But the living entity is never successful in this endeavor. While in a miserable condition, a person sometimes seeks the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but this is very difficult for materialistic people to obtain. However, when one becomes Krishna conscious by the grace of the Lord, the fragrance of the lotus feet of the Lord expands, and in this way, a materialist may gain freedom from his miseries. Actually, his mind is cleansed by his transcendental connection with the lotus feet of the Lord. At such a time, one is enlightened by the loving service of the Lord. There are many different kinds of scriptures, and by reading them, one often becomes puzzled. But when one receives the mercy of the Lord, his confusion is mitigated. Not only are scriptural disparities resolved, but a kind of transcendental bliss is awakened, and in this way, one is fully satisfied. The transcendental loving service of the Lord constantly engages the conditioned soul in serving the Lord's lotus feet. Through such fortunate engagement, one's transcendental love for Krishna is increased. One's position is thus completely purified, and one is filled with transcendental bliss accompanied by the spirit soul's jubilation. Thus, the transcendental causeless mercy of Lord Krishna is manifested in the heart of the devotee. At such a time, material needs no longer exist. The lamentation that invariably accompanies material desires also vanishes. By the grace of the Lord, one is elevated to the transcendental position, and then the transcendental mellows of the spiritual world are manifested in him. One's devotional service then becomes firm, and one engages in the Lord's transcendental loving service with great determination. All these combine to fully awaken the devotee's heart with love of Krishna. In the beginning, a conditioned soul is bereft of Krishna consciousness and is always morose in his material activities. Later, by associating with a pure devotee, one becomes inquisitive to know the absolute truth. In this way, one begins to engage in the transcendental service of the Lord. Next, by the Lord's grace, all misconceptions are vanquished and the heart is cleansed of all material dirt. It is only then that the pleasure of transcendental bliss is awakened. By the Lord's mercy, one is completely convinced of the value of devotional service. When one can see the pastimes of the Lord everywhere, he is firmly situated in transcendental bliss. Such a devotee is relieved of all kinds of material desires, and he preaches the glories of the Lord all over the world. These Krishna conscious activities separate him from material activities and the desire for liberation, because at every step the devotee feels himself connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although such a devotee may sometimes be involved in household life, he is untouched by material existence due to his constant engagement in devotional service. Thus, everyone is advised to take shelter of devotional service to become happy and liberated. Continuing. This was after Swarup Dharmadhara had offered his obeisances and offered this wonderful prayer. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised Swarup Dharmadhara to his feet and embraced him. They both became ecstatic in love and fell unconscious. After they had regained their patience, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to speak. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I saw in a dream that you were coming, and so this is very auspicious. I have been like a blind man, but your coming here restores my vision." Swarup Dharmadhara said, "My dear Lord, please excuse my offense. I gave up your company to go elsewhere, and that was my great mistake. My dear Lord, I do not possess even a trace of love for your lotus feet. If I did, how could I have gone to another country? I am therefore a most sinful man. I gave up your company, but you did not give me up. By your rope of mercy, you have bound me by the neck and brought me back again to your lotus feet." Tabe sarupa kaila nitara charana vandan nityananda prabhu kaila prema alingana. Swarup Dharmadhara then worshipped the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu in turn embraced him in the ecstasy of love. Jagarananda Makunda Shankara Sava Boma Sava Sange Yata Yogya Karila Milana. After worshipping Nityananda Prabhu, Swarup Dharmadhara met Jagarananda Makunda Shankara and Sava Boma as was befitting. Swarup Dharmadhara also offered his worshipable prayers to the lotus feet of Paramananda Puri, who in return embraced him in ecstatic love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then gave Swarup Dharmadhara residence in a solitary place and ordered a servant to serve him with a supply of water and other necessities. Ara Dina Sava Boma Adi Bhakta Sange Vaishya Achena Mahaprabhu Krishna Katarange. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat with all the devotees headed by Sava Boma Bhattacharya, and they discussed the pastimes of Krishna. At that time, Govinda appeared on the scene, offered his respectful obeisances, and spoke submissively. He said, "I am the servant of Ishwara Puri. My name is Govinda, and following the orders of my spiritual master, I have come here." Just before his departure from this mortal world to attain the highest perfection, Ishwara Puri told me that I should go to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and render service unto him. Kashishwar will also come here after visiting all the holy places. However, following the orders of my spiritual master, I have hastily come to be present at your lotus feet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "My spiritual master Ishwara Puri always favors me with paternal affection. Therefore, out of his causeless mercy, he has sent you here." After hearing this, Sava Boma Bhattacharya asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Why did Ishwara Puri keep a servant who comes from a Shudra family. Here is Prabhupada's purport. Both Kashishwar and Govinda were personal servants of Ishwara Puri. After Ishwara Puri's demise, Kashishwar went to visit all the holy places of India. Following the orders of his spiritual master, Govinda immediately went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for shelter. Govinda came from a Shudra family, but because he was initiated by Ishwara Puri, he was certainly a Brahmana. Savabhauma Bhattacharya here asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu why Ishwara Puri accepted a disciple from a Shudra family. According to the Smriti Shastra, which gives directions for the management of Varnashram institution, a Brahmana cannot accept a disciple from the lower castes. In other words, a Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra cannot be accepted as a servant. If a spiritual master accepts such a person, he's contaminated. Savabhauma Bhattacharya therefore asked why Ishwara Puri accepted a servant or disciple born of a Sudra family. In answer to this question, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that his spiritual master, Ishwara Puri, was so empowered that he was as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As such, Ishwara Puri was the spiritual master of the whole world. He was not a servant of any mundane rule or regulation. An empowered spiritual master like Ishwara Puri can bestow his mercy upon anyone, irrespective of caste or creed. The conclusion is that an empowered spiritual master is authorized by Krishna and his own guru and should therefore be considered as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. That is the verdict of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sakshadhari Twaina. An authorized spiritual master is as good as Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Hari is free to act as he likes, the empowered spiritual master is also free. As Hari is not subject to mundane rules and regulations, the spiritual master empowered by him is also not subject. According to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila 7:11, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tar Pravartana. An authorized spiritual master, empowered by Krishna, can spread the glories of the holy name of the Lord, for he has the power of attorney from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the mundane world, anyone possessing his master's power of attorney can act on behalf of his master. Similarly, a spiritual master, empowered by Krishna, through his own bona fide spiritual master, should be considered as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. That is the meaning of Sakshadhari Twaina. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore describes the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the bona fide spiritual master as follows. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and my spiritual master Ishwara Puri are completely independent. Therefore, neither the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead nor that of Ishwara Puri is subject to any Vedic rules and regulations. The mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not restricted to the jurisdiction of caste and creed. Vidura was a Sudra, yet Krishna accepted lunch at his home. Lord Krishna's mercy is dependent only on affection. Being obliged only by affection, Lord Krishna acts very independently. And we shall end here. There's a purport here that we shall read very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.